Julius, by Daphne du Maurier. Read by Michael Maloney. Part 1. Childhood, 1860 to 1872. His first instinct was to stretch out his hands to the sky. The white clouds seemed so near to him, surely they were easy to hold and to caress, strange moving things belonging to the wide blue space of heaven. They floated just above his head, they almost brushed his eyelids as they passed, and he had only to grasp the long curling fringe of them with his fingers, and they would belong to him instead, becoming part of him forever. Something within him whispered that he must clutch at the clouds and bring them down from the sky. So he held out his hands to them, and they did not come. He cried out to them, and they did not come. They passed away from him as though they'd never been, indifferent and aloof. Like wreaths of white smoke, they were carried away by the wind, born of nothing, dissolving into nothing, a momentary breath that vanished in the air. Nor yet did he understand, for a queer, puzzled look crept into his eyes, and he would frown his ancient baby frown of an old man, while from the innermost part of his being came the long-drawn, pitiful wail that can never be explained, the plaintive cry of a child born into the world who knows not what he wants, the eternal question of the earth to the skies, who am I? Where from? Where to? The first cry and the last, the sigh of the baby, the sigh of the old man. The white clouds had gone, and now others appeared over the rim of the world, coming into his little sphere of sight, so that the frown went from his face, and the look of longing came upon it once more, and again he must stretch out his hands and call to them.